Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The promise or the threat, depending on how you feel about it, is that we're going to be a paperless society. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I absolutely love the idea. I do tend to be clutter phobic by nature. I love the idea of paperless from a double green point of view. Save trees by going to online banking and commerce instead of monthly bills in the mail, and save money by not paying the soon-to-be 43-cent postage to mail monthly bills while being able to handle my financial responsibilities and needs from anywhere with just the click of a mouse. In fact, I admit I do get a bit grumpy when a service provider doesn't have an online bill payment option. So when will this paperless society be fully here? Well, in the not-too-distant future. But until that happens, we all need to follow and clean up our paper trails, which undoubtedly lead to the files, desk drawers, boxes, and brown paper bags that hold the details of our financial lives. If you've done your taxes, start your shredders. Spring is in the air. It's cleaning time. You're ready to sort through the paper clutter. So let's purge the paperwork. And if you are worried that you won't know which financial records to keep and which ones to shred, let me give you a few pointers. Keep for life documents that represent life-altering events like birth, death, and marriage certificates, adoption papers or dissolution of marriage decrees, annual retirement plan savings summaries, and home property records. Keep for as long as you own documents dealing with a potentially taxable investment or asset, and keep for an additional 7 years after you no longer own the asset. You should also keep for as long as you own vehicle registrations, warranties, repair receipts, and owner's manual. And then I think it is wise to keep all the transfer of ownership documents at least for a couple of years. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.